Gary Michalak is packing for a bucket list adventure, a cruise on the Mediterranean, that will provide him an opportunity to learn about other cultures. At the age of 78, he is still learning, enjoying challenges and making a contribution to his community. It's what keeps him young at heart. His life's journey has been one of discovery with many stops along the way. Sometimes you don't know where the road is going to take you, the volunteer executive director of Cafe Heritage said. My life has been a journey based on strong principles leading with kindness and relationships, working with people who share the same passion for making our community a better place to live. His involvement with the Cafe Heritage Board of Directors and community volunteers since 2009 has led to the creation of a Christmas extravaganza, Winter Wonderland, at Whitewater Lake Park in Isilda. It opens December 15 and runs to January 1. Winter Wonderland, which includes an enchanting village and nativity scene, is bringing Christmas carols to life, Michalak said. We have over 5,000 feet of cable and lighting at Whitewater Park. Every night from 6 to 9, we welcome visitors to the park. The holiday experience was built with the assistance of members of the local Carpenters Union and College Boreal students from plans by Belanger Salich Architects. More than 1,000 people visited Winter Wonderland in 2022. Thanks to sponsors, local businesses, government funding and dedicated volunteers, there is no admission charge. It is an incredible community development project, Michalak said. He is optimistic about Winter Wonderland's potential to attract families from throughout the city of Greater Sudbury and northeastern Ontario. Winter Wonderland is part of Cafe Heritage's Festival Noel celebrations, which begin with the lighting of the Tree of Hope on November 30 at 7 p.m. The tree, decorated with memorial lights, is located in the front of the former Caisse Populaire in Isilda. Residents are invited to decorate their homes and enter the lights on contest organized by the Isilda and Chelmsford Community Action Networks. Winners will be announced at the opening of Winter Wonderland on December 15. A La Revelon supper and 90-minute concert with Franco-Ontarian, Métis and Acadian music and dancing will be held at the Lionel E. Lalonde Center in Isilda on December 16. Guests will experience an old-fashioned French-Canadian Christmas Eve celebration. Tickets for La Revelon are $60. Cafe Heritage's mission is to inspire community pride in the communities of Isilda and Chelmsford, formerly the town of Rayside Balfour, by celebrating French-Canadian heritage with festivals, concerts, youth competitions and school programs. Rayside Balfour Heritage Days will be held from June 6 to 9 in 2024 at locations in Isilda and Chelmsford. Live music and performances by local artists and special guests are planned as well as a parade and fireworks. Michalak, who is proud of his own Métis roots, was born in Timmins and moved to Isilda at the age of 12. After studying leisure studies at Fanshawe College in London, Ont, and public administration at Laurentian University, he embarked on varied career which included working as the Commissioner of Parks and Recreation in Rayside Balfour, as a recreation consultant with the Ministry of Culture and Recreation, and as SOW of Rayside Balfour for 9 years. He has been a member of the Isilda Lions Club for 50 years. In addition to his volunteer work, Michalak is a management consultant. He provides guidance in strategic visioning, community development, leadership, organizational development and team building to the public service and not-for-profit organizations. I have always had a strong mission in life. It is self-actualization through lifelong learning, and meeting the needs of family, friends and community. This is what drives me. That journey has always been there since I was a kid. My mother was a Boy Scout leader in Timmins, so I have always tried to follow in her footsteps of giving back to the community. Vicky Gilhula is a freelance writer. Journeys is made possible by our community leaders program.